The University of the Fraser Valley men's and women's basketball teams started off the new calendar year in a positive direction, taking 3 of 4 games in Abbotsford on Friday, January 10, and Saturday, January 11. The women locked down the opposition defensively on both games, dispatching of the UNBC Timberwolves 51-40 on Friday and then defeating the True Wolfpack 67-32 on Saturday. The defensive domination is a continuing trend, as the Cascades beat the UBCO Heat 63-40 in the team's previous regular season game on November 30. Julia Tuckscherer with some nice moves in the post puts at UFV Cascades up 24-11 on at Gotra Wolfpack, about 5 minutes left in first half. pick.twitter.com/JVCMJ6opki. Ben Lipka, at Ben Lipka, January 11, 2025. All-Star guard Maddie Gobay collected 16 points and 15 rebounds on Friday, while Bernie Lita added 9 points off the bench. Forward Esther Allison also recorded 5 blocks. Both teams shot under 30%, but the Cascades outrebounded the Timberwolves 52-31, including 16-8 on the offensive glass. UFV's shooting was much improved on Saturday, as they cruised to a win over True with a shooting percentage of 43.1. They also held the Wolfpack to just 22.9% shooting. The Cascades again were excellent on the glass and outrebounded TRU 48-25. Lita scored a Canada West career-high 18 points and added 7 rebounds, while Julia Tuckscherer contributed with 13 points and 8 boards. Lita said this weekend was a big step for her after what she said wasn't a great first half of the season personally. Nice ball movement by the Cascades leads to a 3 by Lita. She has had an excellent game. pick.twitter.com/ik1vlwr3b. Ben Lipka, at Ben Lipka, January 12, 2025. I feel like in the first half of the season one was really in my own head, and a goal for me in the second half is to just play free, she said. I feel like that is what brought me success last season, just having fun with it, and it's good. A big focus for the team right now is to be positive, and bring positive energy, and when I play like myself and I'm having fun I naturally kind of bring in some more positivity. The women improved to 9-3 on the season and they sit in second place in the Pacific Division. The men picked up a decisive 90-58 win over UNBC on Friday, but then fell 83-74 to True on Saturday. Friday's game featured the return from injury for UFV's Chris Jackson and he led the team with 15 points in his first CW game in almost 2 years. Jackson suffered a knee injury at that time, but looked very effective in his season debut. Jackson also collected 11 rebounds and 2 blocks. He said it was a memorable return to the floor. Tonight, felt like a real out-of-body experience. I haven't felt that in a while, and it felt great just to play with the guys again. Loved it, he said. I never stopped working on a lot of stuff, and I had to prepare myself for the comeback. I just believe in myself and what I can do. MBB, returning to the lineup, Chris Jackson with the putback dunk early in this one. pick.twitter.com/1ozjave0. UFV Cascades, at UF Cascades, January 11, 2025. UFV shot 45.5% from the field and held UNBC to just 29.4% shooting in the win. The Timberwolves led after one, but the Cascades took over in the second quarter and carried that momentum to the win. Saturday saw True go on an 11-0 run early in the third quarter to hand UFV a loss on home court. The Wolfpack shot a red-hot 51.7% and were led by a 25-point performance by Cyrus Harrison. Jackson again led the Cascades with 14 points, but the team shot just 39.7% from the field. Points in the paint were also a big advantage for True, as they outscored UFV 42-30 in that aspect. Dario Lopez bangs inside, grabs 2 offensive boards and then scores. At UFV Cascades trail at GoTRU Wolfpack 16-15 with about 3 minutes left in the first. pick.twitter.com/xbut2pickno. Ben Lipka, At Ben Lipka, January 12, 2025. It's a disappointing effort today, but you know some individual efforts were pretty good, so I don't want to downplay those, but I think there were some scenarios in the game where we had a pretty good first effort but it's the second effort we need, stated UFV head coach Joe Enevoldson. The men finish the weekend at 5-7 and rank 4th in the Pacific. The men and women next head to Vancouver for games against the UBC Thunderbirds on Friday, January 17, and Saturday, January 18. The teams return home to host the McEwen Griffins on January 24 and 25. For more, visit gocascades.ca.